As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Welcome again to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, always introducing you to the most interesting people in the Ville. And we have another couple of great guests this week, some interesting news to talk about, and you'll hear some general stuff on this wonderful podcast that I've been doing for over nearly 2 years now. It's very exciting. You know, I was just reading an article online about podcasting and the fact that the medium itself is growing. It's growing rapidly. It's like this article said that podcasting had turned a corner, and that you know, just 15% of people in a survey had listened to a podcast in the last month, but that number is growing rapidly. And, you know, 70%, this also said 70% of people are listening on mobile devices. So I'm glad you tuned in to the Rusty Satellite Show. And I hope you tell your friends and get everybody else on board. I talked to a lot of people who say, I've heard of that show. Have you ever listened to it? No, I haven't figured out how to hit that button yet. It's very simple. And I do appreciate it. Our numbers here at the Rusty Satellite Show are growing. It's becoming the article I was reading also mentioned that it's becoming a popular place for advertisers. Hint, hint, if you're out there, we could use another advertiser or two on the show. But very happy to have Passport Health Plan as our prime initial advertiser. They do great work there, and also our friends over at Louis. Authentic Detroit style pizza. That, you know, I keep telling you about the restaurant up here on Taylorsville Road in J-Town. I took some friends there last week we had a nice dinner on Sunday afternoon. There were two parties going on in there, and this week he also had occasionally Mike Spurlock, the owner up there, has beer dinners, and he had a beer dinner on Tuesday. I didn't get a chance to make it to that, but anyway, it's great food, and I've been really exploring some non-pizza items. I do love the pizza up there. The Detroit style pizza is really great. So I again recommend you check out our friends at Louis. I've also been doing, I want to talk about another thing that I'm doing in association with this show is, if you ever heard of the Heiser Health, and Heiser Health is a company. They have two facilities in town, one on River Road and the other out near me in Blankenbaker. And it's a fitness program. I realize I need to lose a little weight and get in better shape, so I've been doing that. You know, I did a program with Lenny Mello to help my flexibility, and now I'm getting in shape. I'm already starting to lose weight. Been doing it for about 2 weeks now, and you'll hear more about Heiser Health. So Anyway, let's move on with the show. I've got some great guests this week. In the second part of the show, you're going to meet Elvis. Elvis Burrows. He is, as he told me when I met him, he is the rare black Bahamian swimmer. That you heard that right. He's a black Bahamian swimmer who lives in Louisville. He's doing some great work here. He is planning to compete in the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. And he's a delightful young man. So look forward to that in the second part of the show. First up, though, is Sean Higgins. Sean is the entrepreneur behind Mint Julep Tours and is really an interesting guy. I got a chance to sit down and talk to him about that business and all the places that Mint Julep Tours takes people. It's a growing business. It started really from nothing. And, Sean had a corporate job, didn't like it, decided to do something he loved. He's got his whole family involved in Mint Julep Tours. So let's get on with the show, and we'll start with my interview with Sean Higgins. And today, the Rusty Satellite Show is at Mint Julep Tours with Sean Higgins. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's so I understand, I've read a little bit about you, Sean, but you're really in the business of selling experiences, right?
Yeah, it's all about the experience. Anybody could take anybody out and drive them around, but if you can't show them a great experience and a great time, it's just the drive in the car.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. And I know there's a whole world of types of tours and everything, but let's get started. Just talk about your background and how you got. Just tell me the story how you got in this business.
You bet. So I was in technology for years, and used to always get together with buddies who were in the industry and around the industry for bourbon and cigars on Monday nights. We shared Monday night football and bourbon and cigars. A very dear friend of mine was also one of the managers at the Galt House Hotel. And they all started talking about this bourbon trail thing that had kicked off and got it started. And I had spent a lot of time on the road in my previous career, and my wife Lisa and I decided let's try to do something that we both enjoy and can showcase our state, our city, and socialize and entertain like we always had done. Mm-hmm. So we started Mint Julep Tours in 2008. At the time, when people called and asked either the Convention and Visitors Bureau or the Kentucky Distillers Association, how do we do this bourbon trail, they sent them a map. So what dawned on me was, well, if we can stop people from drinking and driving around this crazy state and byways and highways of ours, it'd be a good thing. And it turned out to be a great thing.
Yeah. So you get to work with your, I guess, should I say get to, or you work with your wife?
She's my boss.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the chief fun
officer. Well, that's true for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's really for you, right?
I'm the chief fun officer, so I get to have the most fun, but she's the boss.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Now, for people that, do you cater mainly, you obviously think it's a tourism business, it's mainly out-of-towners, but is it all out-of-town people, or, you get some locals, you must get some locals?
No, Rick, we get some locals. We get a lot of families that are coming to visit people that live in Louisville, and so the Louisvillians want to showcase the city and the state and why is bourbon so great here, why is our horses so fast here. We do a lot of that, and we do a lot of corporate entertaining now, so whether it's taking building your team chemistry or customer retention or customer attraction, we're doing a lot more corporate stuff as well.
As long as it's fun.
As long as it's fun.
Okay.
The purpose of fun is to have some, so come join us. That's our motto.
Well, give me some examples of the type of things you do. I know that we've talked about this Maker's Mark thing coming up that hopefully I'll get to go on. Tell me some of the experiences you're selling.
Well, it can get crazy, but
okay.
We do have some exclusive stuff. The Maker's Mark After Dark is a real great partnership we've got with Maker's Mark and Beam Suntory, where we take people down there after they close to the general public, and we give them a private tour, private experience. They get to hand dip their own bottle, and we throw a little party, a cocktail and heavy hors d'oeuvres in the Chihuly room down there. We also take people to Vendome to see the copper stills being crafted from a flat sheet of copper into a still. We take them out to the Bluegrass Cooperage, which is now the Brown Forman Cooperage, to watch them the barrel processing and how hand raising a barrel and firing that barrel is so cool.
Wow.
So we call it a 380-degree view 360-degree view of the entire whiskey and bourbon process. So the connoisseurs get a great sense of that. But we also do things like we've taken groups skeet shooting. Now, we don't drink beforehand, but we take them shooting.
There's some activities I guess you don't want to mix the bourbon
with. No, you don't. Zip lining's another. We do a zip, sip, and dip tour with Makers as well, where we take them zip lining at the Mega Cavern and then down to dip and sip down at Makers Mark. So we get creative. Our guests get creative from all over the world.
Yeah, I guess you must get like requests from people to do different crazy thing. Any kind of crazy request you get that you can still talk about?
Well, the wildest one was from a religious group. They wanted to, and we ended up naming it, the wildest one was from a religious group, a group of priests and nuns.
Really?
And, they wanted to go to Abbey of Gethsemane and do the Gregorian chant and experience where Thomas Burton came from and also do some bourbon. So we called it the Saints and Sinners Tour.
And it was
a bunch of nuns and a bunch of Catholic priests that we took out on a day, and they had the time of their lives.
Wow. Well, you must, of all the businesses that have profited in and around Louisville from the bourbon tourism bunch, you must be among those that are profiting the most. Has your business grown right along with the bourbon Renaissance,
We started with the bourbon bus in 2008, and I was driving and handling operations, and Lisa was handling the sales, and we were working out of our house. Now we've got 10 buses, we've got 10 full-time people, and about 23 part-time guides and drivers.
Wow.
So our year-over-year growth has been exceptional, given the consideration that the financial market in 2008 wasn't the best time to start a business. We hit the right mark.
Yeah, so that's when you started, around 2008, and I guess it's seasonal. I'm sure we're in the springtime, hopefully, and it is, the sun's going to come out again. What all do you got going on in Derby? Is Derby a peak the peak season for you?
Yeah, it's really keeping us busy and humping right now. It's a lot of bookings coming up. So we have 3 public tours that we throw out there every Derby, and they fill buses. We've got a all-bourbon, all-day tour, which takes you to 2 to 3 distilleries plus a nice lunch. We've got one of my favorite tours, the Best of Kentucky Tour. So we'll take them to a preeminent horse farm to take a look at maybe a future Derby champ or a past Derby champ. And then have a really nice lunch. So we start with the farm. We take them to lunch. We end with a distillery, and that's the Best of Kentucky. And then we have a horse country tour. So it's horses all day.
Okay.
And they go to a couple of farms and get up close and personal to some future and past Derby winners.
Okay. So when you think about all these tours, are they all – is all the stuff you do – surely it's not all about bourbon.
No. We get groups.
There's other kinds of tours.
Most of the global market that's coming in is to experience this bourbon trail that's been so successful. I'd say second to that is horse farms. People want to get, when they get to the Derby Museum, they want to extend that day into horse park and horse farms. And then historical city tours we do as well. But we get a lot of customization, either corporate or just groups that are coming in for different things. Heck, we took a group of ladies down to the Quilting Museum, which is down in Bowling Green. I had no idea the National Quilting Museum is down in Bowling Green, so we took a group down there.
Wow, that's really something. So me and my buddies are coming to town, and I don't know what to do. I'm going to call you up, Sean, and say, Sean, these guys want to go out and really have a good time. It's not a bachelor party, but, we're going. Where are you going to take us?
Well, that's the beauty of Mint Julep Tours. It's really a single phone call, because you tell us what you're interested in, and we'll plan the day. You don't have to call around to figure out if you can get a table here or get a venue ticket there or have a scheduled tour at this time. We take care of all that for you.
Okay.
So for the most part, the men that are coming in groups that are wanting to see the bourbon trail.
Yeah.
But we'll mix and match in different things. Some of them are really coming in for not only some really good spirits, but some incredible food.
Sure.
So we'll match those two things around.
I've had a little experience. This may be off of the track of your business, but tickets, you know, the whole market for tickets to events or ball games or things like that. I don't know if you get into that, getting those for people. It seems like it's so complicated nowadays.
It is. And we still can't, like concert. We haven't gotten into the ticket side of concerts or derby. But if they want to enjoy Churchill Downs racing, okay. Churchill's been a great partner with ours, either to get a box or access into some private area. So Churchill's been a great party of ours. And others like the Fraser, the Slugger Museum, Muhammad Ali Museum, they've been really great to work with to get us access at the times we need them to be available.
Sure. Well, man, sounds like a lot of fun. So you crowned yourself chief fun officer. Now, did you come up with that, or where'd that come from?
We did. You know, it's funny. I've tried to submit myself as a nominee for Business First CFO of the Year Award, but I think they laugh at it every time the application comes in. But we just have we've got bourbon babes that are some of our salespeople have called themselves, and everybody has.
So you get
a
to make up your own
around.
Title.
You get to make up your own title because it's all about having fun.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to push King. I want to be. I want to get that title somewhere.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. King. You know, it's when you do it yourself, it's hard to get people to go for it.
I'll call you King.
Somebody else. So now we got about a minute or two left here. We're going to wrap up, but you it's not just you and your wife, right? This is a family business involving other people in your family, right?
It is. My daughter just graduated from college, and she's joined us. My son's going to be graduating this summer. We hope him to join us as well. So it's really built with a plan that all the family can enjoy it and have fun with the rest of us.
Okay, because I saw a lot of vehicles outside. I mean, how you have a fleet of vans?
Yeah, we've got 10 vehicles now, and we've got 10 full-time employees that show up every day and take care of our clients and our customers. And then we've got, as I mentioned, about 22 people that either tour or drive for us on a part-time basis.
Like tour guides?
Tour guides.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think when I get a little bit older and tired of doing this, can I be a tour guide?
You'd be surprised. people our age have you know, enjoyed their careers and don't want to sit on the couch or play golf all day.
Right.
And they really, I've had a lot of gentlemen and women come to us and say, you know, I just love the spirit of what you're doing and the services you're providing. Can I be a part of it? And we get them trained up and out there, and they have the time of their lives.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'll be signing
great time.
Really soon. Stay in business for a few years, and I'll be right on it. All right, Sean Higgins with Mint Julep Tours. Thanks, Sean, for being on the show.
Rick,
it's
thank
been fun.
You. Yeah, it has been fun, and keep your wheels down and your bung up.
Good advice.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And a big thank you to Sean Higgins for visiting with me. I went down there. His office is down in Nulu, right behind the Green Building. If you ever want to go there, they got about 10 vehicles back there. And I'm planning on going on that tour to Maker's Mark one of these Fridays coming up. I encourage you to get to hold of Mint Julep Tours, sign up and see what all that's about. I'm certainly going to do so. So this is the part of the show where I talk about some of the news that's going on in our town and some of the things that at least I'm paying attention to, and maybe I think you should if you want to be a well-informed citizen. Are you ready to start paying attention to the governor's race? I'm not very excited about it either, but it's going to happen, and you're going to hear from a lot. If you've been paying attention in Louisville, certainly you've heard a lot about Hal Heiner. He has spent a lot of money getting on TV so far, and just this this week the first bluegrass poll has come out about the governor's race, and the money that Heiner spent is apparently paying off. He leads on the Republican side with 28% of the vote, according to this poll. James Comer, the agricultural commissioner, and businessman Matt Bevin from Louisville are tied for second. Neither of those candidates has started spending money on TV, and Heiner's been up for like 8 weeks. So I'm sure you've seen one of his ads. Heiner's the former Louisville Metro Councilman and really wants to be governor. It would be unprecedented almost to have a governor from Louisville. But on the Democratic side, Jack Conway is facing very little competition to get the Democratic nomination. So when the primary comes in May, we'll see if we could potentially see a race between two Louisvillians, Hal Heiner and Jack Conway. Although I think Heiner's path to the nomination is going to be much more difficult. Comer and Bevin both have ample cash on hand, and they will start spending money, and those numbers with Heiner so far in the lead will change. So we'll see. I know Hal. I'm hoping to get some of those candidates on the show, and we'll see how that happens. If that happens, I have a ask already out to Conway, who I saw a couple of weeks ago at a business event, and you know, he's geared up, he's ready to go. It's going to be an interesting race, interesting political year, and the ads are coming. Okay, speaking of politics, you know, this isn't local, but I did finish up. If you have Netflix, you know that Netflix has this wonderful series starring Kevin Spacey called House of Cards. I finished up season 3. They released the whole season all at once, so you have to sort of binge watch. It took me about a week to watch all 13 episodes, and it is just really great TV. It's the intrigue of what goes on in Washington, D.C., behind the scenes. And Spacey has, in this series, has made it to be president. And his wife, Claire, who is played by Robin Wright, is our... They have a lot going on. I don't think the third series is quite as it's really hard to repeat. It's not quite as great. I just fell in love with season one, and it's hard to maintain excellence, I guess, in Hollywood. It's just like why sequels usually aren't as good as the original movies. But I do recommend that if you're interested in politics and high production values and really excellent filmmaking, House of Cards on Netflix. You should go check that out. So I'm always interested in what's going on, you know, with our favorite Metro Councilman Dan Johnson. You know, I'm trying not to ridicule Dan too much, but he's come up with another. You know, last week he had a proposal about fire departments. Now he's advocating. He's put a resolution forth to have the Veterans Administration Medical Center downtown instead of the site that's already been chosen and picked out in the East End. Now, there's a lot of people that are with Johnson on wanting the VA to be downtown. It really appears that it's a very good chance that the site that they've already picked is going to be the one they build the new VA Medical Center on. However, Johnson's resolution, which is, it's when you see the headline, City Councilman blank, if it's a lone councilman wanting something, it's probably Johnson. And he wants to he's put this resolution forth that he says he's been working on for a couple months to basically say that the Metro Council wants the hospital built in downtown rather than in the East End. Now, there's a lot of people on both sides of this issue. Johnson's proposal has no support. Even Angela Leet, who's a Republican on the council, she's been very vocal about the site. She's new in office. She says that I'm trying to look through this thing. She offered to work with Johnson and he declined. You know, so again, Johnson is out there by himself advocating for something that he really, you know, doesn't have any knowledge of or any influence on, but that's that gets a newspaper story in the Courier Journal. So they reported on that. Very interesting. Other big news this week at U of L. A lot of people are interested in what goes on with John Schnatter, Papa John of the pizza chain, and he is teamed up with the Koch Foundation to give about $6 million to the university to create the John H. Schnatter Center for Free Enterprise. Enterprise at the U of L College of Business. This is a big donation for the university. Schneider has always been generous to U of L. He once gave, it's Papa John's Cardinal Stadium because he gave $5 million for naming rights, and then he gave another $10 million in 2007. In all, he's contributed $20 million to athletic programs, but he has never, at least to my knowledge up to this point, according to the news stories, given such money to the university outside of athletics. So that is a big deal on campus. And I think it's a good thing that Schneider's doing that. There is some controversy with the Koch Foundation. It's a very Republican-oriented group. A while ago, the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting revealed that talks were ongoing about that, and there was some controversy. There was some controversy about the conservative nature of the donors and how it might influence the way classes were taught or the way things went down at the university. You don't want to be beholden to a contributor and be influenced unduly by that. So anyway, we're going to see. It looks like the donation is going to happen, and good for U of L. They're going to have a brand new Center for Free Enterprise, courtesy of John Schneider. So that's a big story there. But what you really want to talk about, look, it's Thursday, it's conference tournament week, it's basketball. And basketball season is really starting now, because the postseason is what it's all about. When you go back and look, even though we've had a very eventful regular season, if you saw Louisville's last home game, it was spectacular. Mango Mathiang hit a basket with 2 seconds left that gave Louisville a win over the conference champion Virginia Cavaliers at the Yum Center. I didn't get to go to the game, but I heard it was the wildest, largest crowd of the season. And there's a lot of excitement for U of L basketball as they head down to Greensboro for the ACC tournament. They start playing on Thursday, probably, I think, against North Carolina. UK, of course, is the odds-on favorite to win the SEC tournament in Nashville and the whole NCAA tournament. They've just been really dominant, undefeated, and likely to be 34-0 entering the NCAA tournament, provided they vanquish all their opponents in the SEC. My Hilltoppers are also playing the Conference USA. They haven't had that great of a season. They would have to win their conference tournament to move on to the NCAA, but they've done it in the past, so there's hope. The sort of black cloud hanging over the U of L program, although I think they're playing much better since Chris Jones is left the team. His case is going to be heavily covered by the media. Jones was accused of has been arrested with charges of rape and sodomy. This week he appeared in the courtroom. They interestingly enough, they found a coat and tie for him to wear at his latest appearance. The first time in, he wore some sort of T-shirt with some sort of writing on it, but it looks like the case is going to a grand jury, and there will probably be a trial, which every time this is mentioned in the news, it's not good for the university or for anybody involved. And I think it's going to come down to a he said, she said deal. Last week, a young woman who was at the party where the events occurred said she saw it and it wasn't rape. So Jones' attorney, Scott Cox, is very vocal about the innocence of his client. But it's gonna be in our news throughout the tournament, through until this case is really resolved, until it goes to trial and a jury defines him guilty or not guilty. We're gonna be hearing about it. So get ready for that. It's gonna be something that a lot of people are interested in, and it goes way beyond the cases of this one young man and this one young woman or two women. So. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get on with the rest of the show. I tell you, I feel privileged a lot of times on the show to meet some very interesting people that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And Elvis Burrows is one such person. He was born in the Bahamas. At age 11, he and his family moved to Louisville. And he became a great swimmer, and he went to the University of Kentucky, won all sorts of awards in swimming. In 2008, this was really surprising, you'll hear in the interview, in 2008 he went to the Olympic Games in China and competed for the Bahamas, and he was hurt in 2012, but in 2016 he's on track to go back. He's doing some great work in Louisville as a with this thing called the Elvis Initiative. And so anyway, we had a lot of fun talking to Elvis about you know, his knowledge of other people named Elvis, which was limited to say the least. His dad was the only other Elvis that he really knew. So what an interesting guy, interesting character, and somebody who's doing good work in Louisville. So here's my interview with Elvis Burrows. And welcome to Papalinos. I'm here with Elvis Burrows. Elvis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Now, Elvis, we're waiting on our fruity beers here at Papalinos, right? But you are a swimmer and are in town doing some great work. Tell me about the Elvis Initiative.
Well, the Elvis Initiative was designed to bring swimming to a different audience, I like to put it. We've been working with the Wellington Elementary School, which is a school out on the west side of Louisville, and the Southwest YMCA, to bring this together. We're basically teaching these disadvantaged kids to swim because these areas are at higher risk for drownings, and that's the demographic that we are targeting.
So it's not an Olympic caliber swimmers you're out there with?
Well, maybe we'll find one or two, but we're focusing more on survival skills at first. Baby steps.
Okay. And you're training, I understand, for the Olympics.
Yes,
correct.
Sir, for 2016.
And for the Bahamas, right? And what's your event?
My event is a 50 freestyle.
Okay. How fast can you swim a 50 freestyle?
My best time is 22.39 seconds, and that's meters.
Wow.
Well, you can't be drinking too many of these beers and keep that up, can you?
Not during competition.
But some history. You were at UK.
Yes.
And you were on the basketball team back then, right?
Well, a lot of people thought I was on the basketball.
You're all, so what, how you think they're going to, you know, I guess you think they're going to, like, win the whole thing by 50 points, right?
Well, let's just wait and see. But, I mean, they look really good.
Yeah, they really do. It's going to be something. So, Elvis, you're from Louisville, at least since you were 11, right?
Yeah.
And you're originally from the Bahamas.
Originally from the Bahamas, born and raised.
And what was that like, moving from the Bahamas to Louisville, Kentucky?
It was a big culture shock for me. You know, no one could understand my accent, so I had to learn to speak like my classmates spoke.
Right.
So that was kind of weird for me. And everybody, I couldn't distinguish people because they looked so different from me. So that was weird for me as well.
Did all the other people look alike?
To me, yes.
Okay.
Everybody. Another thing which was weird was all the houses look alike. It took me maybe 2 or 3 weeks to figure out which house I lived in.
Uh-huh.
Because they all look like red bricks, and they're so close together. You know, okay. In the Bahamas, every house is a different vibrant color, and it's, you know, about five houses apart compared to here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, I got used to it.
Yeah. And you liked that. Were you always a swimmer even in the Bahamas, or did you pick that up here?
Well, growing up, I did a little bit of everything. You know, I ran track, played soccer, played basketball, Little League baseball. But swimming was where I was winning the most. And
okay.
I figured I liked to win, so I just kind of focused more on that.
Okay. And here in Louisville, I guess you were good enough to earn some sort of scholarship or ride to UK, right? Or
yeah, I was recruited by the University of Kentucky and eventually earned myself a scholarship on the team. Swim teams in college don't get that many scholarships.
Right.
I remember the men's team had 9.9 scholarships and about 30-something guys.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of sharing goes around.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But you excelled there, yeah, right?
I had a great time at UK, and I realized my full potential and probably more than I thought I could ever do.
Okay.
So it just goes to show, you know, with the right amount of hard work and and just the right mindset, you can do some things you didn't think you can do.
Right. And this this good work you're doing with Yum Brands and all this on the Elvis Initiative, you must have a desire to give back, help these kids, right?
Yeah, and I've been thinking about it for a long time and did a lot of research on it, and I realized there's really not any or not that many programs like this. And the YMCA was so gracious to jump on board with it. That was a big help. And I would like to expand this to different YMCAs. So we're in the preliminary talks with some people on how we can go about that and hopefully make this a nationwide initiative.
Yeah, well, that would really be something. I mean, I know you're putting a lot of time in. Are you able to... I don't know how you split up your time with your commitments to this program, and I guess you're committed to training, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I get my swimming done early in the morning, and then I get my lifting done in the afternoon, and then I spend the evening with the Elvis Initiative helping out the kids. So I got a full day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Thanks for taking a break to have a beer with me, right? You know, on the lighter side, I was joking around with you, but you know, Elvis is an unusual name here in the States. How many other Elvises do you know?
I know one, and that is my father.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You don't know Elvis Gerback, the famous quarterback?
No. There was a quarterback at U of L named Elvis.
Well, Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Well, there was him.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Singer.
Who was the U of L? Elvis. I don't want to say his wrong last name. Doomerville.
Elvis Doomerville. He was a lineman at U of L.
Okay, so I was wrong on that.
I think there was a an ice skater at one point.
Oh, okay. I know the linebacker. I don't know the ice skater. I know the linebacker because I was on my recruiting trip to U of L when he was on the U of L team, and they kept announcing his name at the football game, and I was like, this is unreal.
So yeah, you must get a lot of great reactions, I guess, because it's so unique.
Yeah, a black guy named Elvis from the Bahamas. It's kind of a triple threat of unbelief.
It happens all the time. I know it is very unusual. So competing for how does this work? That in the Olympics, you're going to compete in the Olympics. Where are the next the Olympics you're training for, or when?
They are 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. And the qualifying period is from March 1st of this month, March 1st, until I want to say July 19th or 20th of the 2016, or maybe
okay.
June, but sometime in the summer there. So you have that amount of time to hit a certain time standard and be the best in your country at the same time to qualify for the Olympics.
Wow. So are there a lot of good swimmers in the Bahamas?
Yeah, we have a few good swimmers. We have a lot of young, it's a young nation. There's kind of a generation gap, which is another initiative I'd like to take on to see the root of that problem.
Uh-huh.
But that's a whole nother interview.
Right.
Well, we have a lot of talent down there.
Okay. But you're the best.
For now.
So it's not a sure thing, but you're working to qualify for the 2016 games,
mm-hmm.
right? And well, that's got to be very exciting. Now you've never done that before. You didn't go to in 2012.
I went in 2008, and in 2012 I was injured, so I had to watch from the couch.
And you competed in the Olympics in 2008?
Yeah, they were in Beijing.
How'd that go?
It was an eye-opening experience for me. You know, that was the biggest event I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, it was a dream come true. And I was young at the time, so I was more focused on trying to get there. And then once I get there, I was like, okay, now what? You know, I have to compete again.
Well, that's what they say a lot of times about people that compete, and that it's their goal to get to something. They say that about the Derby, like the training horses, you know, your first goal is to get there. Then once you get there, you want to go back and win,
yeah.
right? So are you... We're going to go back and win now, or?
Well, I'd like to go back and final.
Okay.
Take it step by step, and then we work on winning.
So your first experience was, obviously, it's okay. I know you didn't win, but you got to compete against the best in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. That was, I mean, I had just turned 17 or just turned 18, and...
Wow.
You know, I was a long shot to make the Olympics in the first place, so
yeah.
making it was kind of a... kind of a upset, I guess, or a shock to everybody.
Right.
I shouldn't say upset because I didn't upset anybody. I just did something that nobody saw coming.
Okay. Well, it sounds very exciting. Now, I mean, you're doing all this work here. It seems like everything you got going involves swimming. Do you have plans beyond? I mean, after the Olympics, is that it for you in swimming, or what's your plan?
I'm definitely going to take a step back and try to be competitive in other areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming has been good for me for a long time, and the hard training takes a toll on your body and on your mind. And
well, you got a degree from UK, right?
I did.
You told me you had a master's?
Mm-hmm. I got my master's in hospitality management and dietetic administration from the University of Kentucky.
Okay. So there's a lot of ways to use that, I'm sure. And, you know, maybe you'll be famous for meddling in the Olympics.
Who knows?
That would be really wild. Well, and you got strong roots here in Louisville, right?
I do. I graduated from Seneca High School, and I spent 2 years at Louisville Collegiate and 2 years at Seneca, so I always tell people my high school experience was the best of both worlds from that. So,
well, tell me I'm wrong. I don't imagine they have a great swim program at Seneca. When you're swimming in Louisville was with Lakeside, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Kentucky high school swimming. They've come a long way, but a lot of the swimmers still don't take it as seriously as they do club swimming here. And what's kind of funny is that I know in Indiana, it's the other way around. People take high school swimming, do or die, and club swimming is just kind of on the side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a cultural thing.
Seems like Sanex, wins every year. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
They got the numbers to do so, and the strength.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's good. And you're involved in a program, or is Lakeside is one of the sponsors of this Elvis initiative?
Definitely,
right?
They reached out to them. They reached out to me, and they were very, very helpful in this situation. They also opened the door to me to talk to a lot of these sponsors, and have been handling a lot of the logistical side of it because they are a nonprofit organization, and that's kind of where I want this initiative to go. So they've been extremely helpful, everyone down there.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great program to keep people from...
Well, Elvis is also known, Rick, for wearing great Speedos.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to be on Great Day Live tomorrow morning wearing a Speedo. That's all there is to it. Yeah.
No promises.
Oh, wait, Rachel Platt's ready for that, Elvis. Come on.
No promises.
That will be very interesting to see.
I think
we'll have to tune in.
Yeah. I might save it for the Go for the Gold event when I go down there.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up here, Elvis. It sure has been a pleasure meeting you and hearing about the good work you're doing.
I appreciate you having me on.
And that will wrap up another exciting edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks for tuning in through the magic of the internet. I want to say that I want to remind you that I also run a website called LouisvilleKY.com, and have recently revamped the website, a great redesign by my good friend Jason Smith with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, his PR company. It really looks great. There's a lot more new content there. I encourage you to stop by. We also have a Facebook page you can check out, and really doing some good work, some good stuff on LouisvilleKY.com. Make it worth your stop on the browsing trail as you figure out which things to pay attention to on the internet. That's going to do it for the Rusty Satellite Show. I'll be back next week with another couple of great guests, and the show will move on. We're marching toward 100. Next week will be the 89th show. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Passport Health Plans, my friends at Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza, and the guys who are taking care of my health at Heiser Health. Appreciate involvement of all those folks, and to my producer Dan Vonderhyde, who puts the show together every week for me. This is Rick Redding with the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.